Henry Libersat is the author of 16 books. He holds a master's degree in pastoral ministry and is a permanent deacon for the Diocese of Orlando. His latest book is titled Catholic and Confident, Simple Steps to Share Your Faith, and it's published by Servant Books. Henry Libersat is on the telephone with us this morning from his office in Orlando. Good morning, Henry. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you so much. It's good to be here.
I really like the title of your book, Catholic and Confident. I think most Catholics know more about their faith than they give themselves credit for, and it's just the lack of confidence to share their faith with others that kind of holds them back. What prompted you to write this book, Catholic and Confident?
Well, I've been involved in the church since I was just a young child, and I always had a real love for the gospel, for the Acts of the Apostles. Mm-hmm. But along about the time I was 25 years old and we'd started our family, I decided to go to work full-time in the Catholic Church in the Catholic Press. Started out in Lafayette, Louisiana, went up to Sunday Visitor, and in 1969 came down here to Florida. So I've been in Catholic journalism about 50 years, mm-hmm. and my general stance has been that of evangelization. Mm-hmm. In fact, I see what we're in now in the history of the church right now, it's like we're living Acts 29. You know, the movement of the church did not stop at the end of Acts, chapter 28 of Acts, that we're carrying that forward. And the impetus given us by Paul VI in 1975 in that fabulous document on the evangelization of peoples our present Holy Father Benedictus and then Pope John Paul II, just absolutely calling all Catholics to two things. First of all, to renewal in faith in Jesus Christ, to become personally, intimately involved with Jesus Christ, to enter into a relationship where you know Jesus and you know that Jesus knows you. And in Jesus, then, to dive deeply into the heart of the Trinity, where you actually live with God and in God and God in you. And secondly, is to proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ so that everyone can get a chance to hear the news of salvation. And I'm absolutely, totally convinced from what the bishops have written, the Holy Fathers, and Vatican Council II, that lay people are on the front line of evangelization. Lay people live the faith in the world, and Paul VI said that the first way you evangelize is by holy life. You live your faith, mm-hmm. and you love people, and that radiates. But he also said at the same time that evangelization is not complete unless you are proclaiming the passion, death, and resurrection, the saving action of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Now, as you so well put it, we are all called by our baptism to holiness and to evangelization. But what are some of the obstacles that Catholics as individuals and Catholic parishes come up against when they are trying to evangelize?
I think one of the major things is following Vatican Council II, which was a tremendous council, was that we kind of took some of the stuff like renewal of the liturgy, lay people getting involved in ministries in the church, lay people be on parish councils. We took that and really ran with it, and we didn't stop to listen to what the Spirit was saying in Vatican Council II. He was calling for a spiritual renewal of the church. So that's number one. I think we kind of lost focus of what the bishops and our Holy Father and the Holy Spirit was asking us to do. The second is a lot of pluralism in our society. It's almost like a cafeteria of truths. You pick this, you discard that, you pick that, you discard that. That truth is no longer objective, it is subjective by and large. I mean, we teach the objectivity of truth, but at the same time, our people get so much from other, all Christians do, so much from the world that mm-hmm. is contrary to what we believe. And the present day heroes in the lives of a lot of people are, you know, your sports figures, your movie stars, and some politicians and stuff like that. And we're not rooted. As a society, we're no longer rooted in the truth as revealed by Jesus Christ. We're no longer rooted in the Judeo-Christian principles. So that's the second thing. And the third thing is, I think because of the priest shortage, because of population mobility, that our parishes are forced into a maintenance mode, you know, keeping things going, and we're not getting into a mission mode. And mm-hmm. I see the movement toward a mission mode very, very simple. It's getting the lay people themselves aware of the commission they have from Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit, with the truth of the gospel, living in the world, not trying to run away from the world, but embracing the world as Jesus embraces the world, and living their faith there, and not being afraid to tell people why they have faith in Jesus Christ, and why they remain Catholic, and all the stuff that's going against the church today. Another thing is the instability of the family, which mm-hmm. probably evolves from some of these other situations.
Right.
I think a lot of our families today are split asunder. I'm not talking about divorce. I'm talking about couples who have a loving marriage and a great family, Catholics going to Mass on Sunday and all that stuff. However, Mama's running around, Daddy's running around, taking their kids to all kinds of extracurricular activities. And I'm beginning to wonder whether those extracurricular activities are really good for the children and good for the family.
Mm-hmm.
A child doesn't have to belong in everything, and Mommy and Daddy don't have to run around all the time when they could be home with their families, having dinner, talking about the Lord, talking about their loved one, talking about the situation in the world today. And lastly, I think it's been poor catechesis. I think that we have sort of thrown the baby out with the bathwater. A lot of emphasis has been put on community, and rightly so. We are a people of God. However, that people of God must be formed of individual persons of God, individual Christians, individual Catholics. And unless we get a catechesis that embraces both the tradition and the doctrine of the Church, as well as the impetus that the Spirit has given us today, we're not going to succeed in developing an evangelizing church.
Mm-hmm. All great points. In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and my guest this morning is Deacon Henry Liberstadt, and his latest book is entitled Catholic and Confident, Simple Steps to Share Your Faith, and it's published by Servant Books. Henry, can you share some stories about effective evangelization that perhaps you or others have used that you might have included in your book?
I thought you'd never ask.
Okay.
There's one that really delights me. Bill Lawless is a retired attorney, and he's a feisty character. He's an Irishman, a lawyer by the name of Lawless, you know. But he was working in a job long before he was attorney, and he was in no Catholic land. And he noticed two of the guys that he'd been friends with, very close friends, were avoiding him. And so he asked them, what's wrong? And they said, well, our pastor tells us that you Catholics are storing guns in the basement of your church and you're going to take over our country for the Pope. he asked him to come with him, and he took him to the church, and he says, now I want you to go in this church. I want you to open every closet. I want you to open every door. I want you to look for guns all over the place. And so they went inside, and they couldn't find it. So he said, now come outside with me. He says, look under this church. And, of course, the church was up on blocks. There was no basement. He said, do you see a basement? He said, no. Do you see guns? He said, no. Well, the upshot of it is, the following Sunday, these two men stood up in church and called their pastor a liar, and that following week they fired him. Well, that's one of the old stories. But one more closely to home today is a couple whose son ended up in prison, a very good Catholic couple. And they went to the prison to visit their son, and they met other families who were absolutely, you know, saddened and crushed by what had happened to their child. And they began to make friends with them. So Jack and Jean actually began a ministry called Ministry to Families of the Incarcerated on their own. And they traveled all over the state of Florida, going here, going there, writing to prisoners, keeping in touch with the other families. And so they really helped a lot of people, and they helped them come to understand that God is with them in all these situations. So that's just one other story.
Yeah.
Another story, Jim Seibert, a dear friend of mine, had a son who died of AIDS. And shortly before the son died, he was able to have him put his faith in Jesus Christ. And he did so with another young man. Those are stories in the book. They're real life stories. We've got a story from a plumber. We've got a story from a man who is a retired engineer and whose major goal in life is to please God. They're amazing stories. And they're doing it where they live in the world.
Yeah.
And they're getting their strength, of course, from the Eucharist, from the Mass, from all the sacraments of the Church. from the Holy Word of God, but they are going out and living the faith and sharing the faith. And it's not hard. It can be done.
Yeah. Well, you know, let's talk about evangelization in our own families for a moment. Many of us have family members who have fallen away from the church or maybe have never even been to the church or a member of the church. That's where we all have to start, is it not?
Yeah, I guess so, and I'm president of that club.
Yeah.
We all have that. Every after Mass on Sundays, you can hear me talking to people and everything. Well, keep praying for my son Joe or my daughter. Keep praying. Well, we're in the same situation because these kids have been nourished by the baloney in the world today, and everything's up for grabs, and you can't turn on television without having sex thrown at you. You know, even they're talking about some of the outlandish things on TV that 30 years ago you'd have blushed in embarrassment. But that's what these young people are being fed, and the media are more effective at it than we are in the church. Mm-hmm. We have the Mass, and to them it's dull because there's no movement. Mm-hmm. They're nourished on television, where every 4 seconds you get a different image, and then of course the music of today, and with the iPods and all these gadgets that these people use, you can't go anywhere where young people aren't texting back one another or playing games. They're fascinated by, and I think addicted, to this technology, and that's part of the problem we're facing. Sometimes I think that there'd be some way to help these kids return to nature and to see the marvel of a sunrise or a sunset, and to see a waterfall, the majesty of a waterfall, or the purity of a little brook just running along over rocks. To me, that's the way you actually get closer to God, mm-hmm. that you look at the wonders he has made.
Now, Henry, you also, I understand, do a parish seminar in conjunction with your book. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's called Catholic and Confident. It like to run it from Friday night over to early Saturday afternoon. And it really follows the outline of the book. It's you know, basically getting to know Jesus Christ personally, ever more deeply, ever more confidently, and then moving over into how evangelization is done, the fact that we're called to be a disciple, getting to know Jesus through prayer, scripture, and worship, and really, really examining what prayer is and what worship is, how to following what John Paul said about the scripture, in his document on the Rosary, that you know, when you pray the mysteries of the Rosary, these are eternal realities, and like the Mass, you are there because the Mass is, they call it a representation, but what it is that if we enter into the reality of eternity at the Mass and witness our own salvation. So those are very powerful tools for people to use to grow closer to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Then we go into how it's done and how to share your story, your mission to your family. And then part three is on the Holy Spirit, the power of the Spirit, the ministerial gifts of the Spirit, the transforming gifts of the Spirit from Isaiah. And then we talk finally about you and global salvation. That we kind of lose that sense of the power that we have to change the world. Mm-hmm. And of course, I'm only one person. You're only one person. But each of us doing something that is good changes the world. And when you look at the church and all Christians, as numerous as we are, if we all were really working hard to change the world, to proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, to bring people into the heart of the Trinity, we could change the world. Mm-hmm. We can change the world.
How can our listeners get a copy of your book?
Well, the Amazon has it, of course, but they could also go to franciscanmedia.org, or maybe their local parish bookstore has it, or one of the local Bible stores, or they could request it and they could get it for them for sure.
Henry Libersat, thanks so much for being with us today on Catholic Forum. The book is called Catholic and Confident, Simple Steps to Share Your Faith. Thanks again for being with us, and God bless you and your work.
Thank you, Bob, and God bless you.